Governance, risk, and compliance. Sounds like the dry stuff of corporate and agency process. But in fact, it's a crucial set of activities that lead to better financial management and program accountability. I spoke with Dan Zitting, Chief Product Officer for ACL and a former auditor with Ernst & Young, asking him first about the trends in public sector GRC. In the federal sector, what does it mean when you say governance, risk, and compliance? I mean, it's pretty clear under Dodd-Frank and so forth for private companies. What are the issues of governance, risk, and compliance in the federal agencies?
Well, that's a good question. I think governance, risk management, and compliance is about putting control in place in the federal government to help it do its business efficiently and effectively, in particular with federal agencies when we work with them on matters of governance, risk, and compliance. In particular, we're looking at the oversight of tax money, how it's spent, how it's used, and how efficiently it's put to work.
And these are perennial questions. Is there something that is changing in the whole GRC area for federal agencies that is making things better or making things worse?
Well, I think there's probably some factors in both directions. I mean, I certainly think you know, technological advancement is really helping. Being able to look at large amounts of data, for example, to be able to identify things like misuse of taxpayer funds or bad payments is certainly a trend in the positive direction. At the same time, you know, there's new challenges. I think new challenges every day. Fraud schemes, for example, get more complex and interesting. Cybersecurity risks are on the rise, making it more difficult. So certainly changes in both directions.
When government agencies spend money, the lion's share of money is spent on grants as opposed to contracts. And it seems like the government's ability to monitor the quality and the compliance on what grants are doing is probably lagging somewhat behind in their contract compliance area. So what can be done to maybe improve the ability to oversee grants to make sure they're spent properly and the results are as they were intended?
Grant management and grant compliance is an issue where we spend an awful lot of time. In particular, I think the opportunity is to say, where can we look at data and information that's indicative that we're getting the results of the grant expected? So I think looking downstream asking for data and information that can be analyzed from downstream grant recipients is the key to making sure that we can monitor in real time going forward whether the grant is being used appropriately.
So it may be that the data needed for a good GRC program is not in the agency's own system. It might even be unstructured data or information from another system. It seems like there's a technological requirement to ingest what you might call big data in order to get to the 21st century version of GRC.
That's exactly right. As data is spread across more in different organizations, both in and outside an agency, as well as becoming less structured, certainly technological advancement is necessary to be able to find and compare and analyze and really join and massage data between systems to understand what's really going on.
Who owns the whole process in a federal agency, do you think, for governance, risk, and compliance? I mean, you could say the secretary or the deputy secretary for management, that type of person, but operationally, where does it really tend to live?
From the top of the management structure down, it's certainly in the front lines of every agency are certainly responsible for the frontline control and oversight with respect to governance. But there's also each of the agencies tend to have oversight bodies like the OIGs that are responsible for looking at and evaluating whether those programs are working effectively.
We're speaking with Dan Zitting, the Chief Product Officer for ACL. He's a former auditor at Ernst & Young. And speaking of audits, one of the issues that has come up in recent weeks is the large backlog at the Defense Contract Audit Agency. They're years behind their ability to audit the contracts and the cost basis of those DoD contracts. And so that's kind of a bottleneck for a lot of money to flow, including what is owed to contractors. Is there some piece of the GRC process that can be used to speed up audits that are done under rules required for federal contractors?
Yeah, it's an enormous problem. I think from a governance and risk management perspective, certainly the timeliness of fulfilling and paying those contracts is certainly a risk that falls within the sphere of risk management. And I think it would be important from a governance perspective to look at the control structures there and say, hey, Where are we adding too much control or duplicative controls in those processes that are slowing things down so that we can manage the risk of both contract issues but timeliness as well?
It's probably easy to visualize the governance structure for who should be in charge of making sure money is spent properly. But the risk factors, that might be a little harder to get at. Should agencies form teams to bring a lot of thinking together in order to establish where the greatest risks are and where they should therefore apply their resources? And if so, who's on that team?
Yeah, I think it's a really good practice. These kinds of risk committees or governance committees within an agency can be really effective. And we've also seen in some cases where they've even built teams across agencies that collaborate with each other to understand and work with each other to leverage best practices across multiple agencies. And I think doing that enables both bringing together best practice, but also bringing together data sets, as we were talking about earlier, that when used in combination can be more effective for both oversight and speed of the processes.
I mean, let's make an example of this. Suppose you were the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Enormous auditing and enormous risk because of the billions and hundreds of billions of dollars they spend every year for Medicare and Medicaid. So maybe an approach to risk management, and maybe they're doing this now when they analyze their data, is perhaps the really big, large practitioners of medicine, the big institutions, might be at lower risk of fraud than, say, those that have less than 10 people in the practice or less than 5 people. Would that be a sound approach to begin with?
It is a sound approach, and I think having an approach where you can risk score these sorts of recipients of these sorts of funds so that we can consider how do we best place our attention on the highest risk areas is really important. So in the case of Medicare and Medicaid, we've seen this kind of work done where they look at large amounts of data, look at what are risk factors in that data. So, who is doing more 2 standard deviations outside the average number of cancer treatments for a practice their size compared to the others? Let's make sure that is an organization that's risk scored very high and subject to an audit. And we've seen really good success in finding abusers through that risk-based approach.
So you really need subject matter experts in the particular mission, and you need data experts to kind of get together to assemble what it is you would apply to the risk management program.
I think that's really the key. When a domain expert who knows what's the right kinds of questions and red flags to look for, combine that with the power of a data expert who can really get in there with the tools and look at large amounts of data at once, is really the secret formula, or maybe the not-so-secret formula, for finding those kinds of problems.
Dan Zitting is Chief Product Officer for ACL, former auditor for Ernst & Young. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks so much, Tom.
We'll have a link to more information, and we'll have one to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Dan Zitting is Chief Product Officer at ACL and a former Ernst & Young auditor. Find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.